Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ghost, Amanda Williams, Elizabeth Banks, Brendan Tehane, Infini, Phoenix Flame, Saga Blomberg, Kristen Seacrest, Genevieve A, Alexia Delon, Corey Frampton, Niblick III, Anna Loftus, Erin, Samantha Curtis, Alex, Ricky Dash, Samantha Cross, Sophie Talbot, Shiv. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rustyquill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, but not GM, Alex Newell, on this holiday special, and with me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
Helen Gould.
And continuing special guest...
Grant Howard.
And I believe we're in our third and final adventurous conclusion.
Things are building dramatically towards the third act.
It's feeling pretty dramatic right now.
When last we left our heroes, Canary Wharf, the site of a great occult disaster after Santa Claus had been kidnapped and taken to the Krampus's space station. God, this is nonsense. The Krampus has escaped in an escape pod / rocket, which goes all the way up to the space station.
I like that it's a reverse escape pod that goes mm-hmm. to space, not from space. Mm-hmm. I love it.
More of an entry pod. Apocrypha, Ponzi, and Kevin are on a robot reindeer standing in the canal or river or soup, as we've been calling it, that's in Canary Wharf, and Lady Voluptuousness and her new boyfriend, Christ, the lamb, the saviour of the world, Mr. Christ.
Well, it's not a new boyfriend, they're kind of on again and off again.
Yeah, sorry.
Rekindled.
Your current squeeze is standing on top of a building. Santa Corp building, which unfortunately, thanks to necromantic feedback, has been transformed into a giant writhing tower of tinsel and blood.
Look, it's a common problem that affects many mages at a certain time of
year. Yeah. Just take it as a compliment.
It doesn't have to be a big deal.
So, two problems. How are you going to solve them?
Well, we're getting on the Ghost Wolf escalator.
Oh, yes, you are walking slowly up to space. I remember now, yeah.
Quickly.
Leaves the Christmas building meat golem to me and Apocrypha, I think.
Well, I disagree. I think I made the problem. So I think it's your job to clean it up. That's how teamwork is, right?
Rudolph, you have friends. We may need some assistance.
Make me a sexy check to charm Rudolph.
That's only a 3.
Oh. Mark 1 stress, please.
That brings me up to 4 stress.
Can you die from sexy?
Yes.
Why did that sound like a positive noise?
Oh, dear.
So stress can represent, but is not limited to, arcane feedback, 14 phenomena, happenings. Injury, madness, sadness, anger, embarrassment, exhaustion, and jealousy. What goes so dramatically wrong with your impressing attempt that causes you to explode in a burst of magic?
I think Rudolph is offended at my suggestion that he would not be enough for me and probably just bucks me off.
He does what?
Bucks me.
Oh, good.
Bucks me off.
Bucks you
I
off.
Am bucks bucked you right off.
It bucks you off into the path of an oncoming iconic London bus, and you were crushed.
Yeah.
You explode in a burst of magic. as all sexy battle wizards do when they finally die, and reform in the Chapel of Ages.
Yep.
Where Audacity Fandango, the tallest, sexiest, battliest, wizardiest of you all, is making your favourite cocktail, which is...
Whiskey sour.
Whiskey sour. She's cracked the egg white out and she's shaking it up. Ah, she says, as you arrive. I'd expected you, and she slides it down the bar.
I catch it, down it in one. Well, I'd rather not do that again.
Do what again?
Die. But they still need me down there.
Please, you're still in your spectral ghost form. You barely caught that whiskey sour. You'll have to take a few minutes just to realign your chakras.
Of course, mistress.
Perhaps an oil massage might help.
Well, I am already dressed for it.
An imp playing the saxophone.
Which is very suspiciously similar to the kazoo in this.
Where's imp size?
Oh, it's a tiny saxophone!
Tiny little one!
Oh, I'm well on board with this.
The imp winks lasciviously at you.
On you go!
And Audacity starts rubbing you down with magical wizard oil, and you can feel your muscles and your chakras sliding back into place. You haven't got any... what was Rudolph's voice like?
It was sexier than that. It was like,
but,
hello.
But distinct from the Furby.
Yeah. When we reattached the nose, it recovered.
Yeah. It was like, hello, I'm Rudolph.
Hi. Well, make him a little bit posher.
Okay.
Than the Furby. Who you still have with you.
Yeah, on my shoulder.
And you still and also we still haven't resolved the fact that the receptionist bot is there looking absolutely heartbroken.
Aww. I mean, on the one hand, yes. On the other, I am a quite cool, sexy battle wizard rebel. So honestly, part of me feels like, you know, Apocrypha's kind of going to be like, no, they'll get over it.
Breaking hearts, taking names.
You know, we'll make it work. You know, I didn't say we were exclusive. They didn't say they were exclusive. You know, all of the messy, horrible stuff that no one wants to hear.
You absolute bounder.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a cad.
Rascal.
Bodrake. She starts weeping tears of oil down onto the box of chocolates and flowers that she dropped. And
she's
Rudolph,
still up at the top of the
building. No, she isn't on the ground floor. She's at the reception.
So
she's walked out onto the street.
Gotcha.
As the tinsel starts to...
Come
out. You can see beneath you that the tinsel's starting to sort of wrap around the building and it's starting to pull itself up off its foundations.
Oh, well, that's their problem. I'm in the air.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Well, it occurs to me that if there's one thing that Canary Wharf's got going for it, it's this delectable soup that we're all currently swimming in.
Yes.
You know the thing about Venice?
Tell me the thing about Venice.
A lot of people make a lot of money on Venice as it slowly sinks. Imagine how much money we could make as we just sink the entirety of Canary Wharf, big golem included.
I don't understand the money-making plot, but yes, we could certainly sink Canary Wharf.
Insurance fraud, darling, it's the best.
Oh, I see.
I always make sure to take out an insurance policy in the place I'm visiting before I then destroy it.
Ah, the bureaucrats.
We flash back. 30 minutes before the adventure started.
Look, I'm not telling you why I want to have...
Mate, you don't even own this building!
Look, I still want to take the policy, and I want to be covered for acts of God and wizard, please, because I'm pretty certain both are going to come up.
Well, very well. Let me write up this magical insurance policy. Me, a big gnome, who does insurance in this world.
Oh, the biggest.
A huge gnome, almost normal-sized. Anyway, this is the reindeer's voice. Yes, we could sink it, I suppose.
Are you any good underwater, or am I going to be doing this on the
No, I shorted out when I ran into the river, do you remember?
Oh,
I'm barely holding it together now. I can fly a bit. I've got electric horns. Antlers?
Is there any chance I can impress upon you to just nip up to the wizards up top and maybe help shuttle my friend down? I think he might have left his magical motorbike in Canary Wharf.
Make me a sexy check, please.
I'll make it worth your while.
You don't need to make out with this one. You can just... Like, this is just persuasion. Oh, you can make... You can make out. Yeah, that's true. I'm very sorry. Yeah.
Six.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I do.
Very well. Your wish is my command, Lady Ponzi.
Don't be a stranger.
Ms. Ponzi. Apocrypha.
Call me Al.
I'll be right back.
In which case...
He scampers off. He stomps off like a big robot flying through the sky. Yeah, actually.
Oh, no.
This goes up directly up with like an Aslan. Or straight up.
I love seeing this basically Rudolph rocket vertically taking off past the staircase of walls.
He nods.
You up and bring you back.
We nod back.
In which case, then, I guess I start having a swim underneath Canary Wharf to see if I can't make it sink.
How are you going to sink Canary Wharf?
Well, I mean...
I will say, you're probably going to be able to slow the golem down. You might not be able to destroy it completely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one step
You can contain it, certainly, yeah.
See,
how are you going to sink it?
The bad part of Alex is thinking that, I mean, that golem's probably really, really heavy. The solution might just be to make the golem bigger.
No!
If I make the golem bigger, it'll break Canary Wharf. If it breaks Canary Wharf, it falls into the soup. If it falls into the soup, it's slowed down and hampered with all of the wreckage and bodies.
And bigger.
Also bigger.
I think that's
this
what
this plan, it's too big to fail.
I agree.
Let's go.
It's fine.
Or at least that's what he's banking on.
So I presume this is
Oh,
a...
no! Worse!
Oof, that was worse. I think this is probably a battle check, because you're trying to harm it. You're trying to bring it down.
I am going to spend 2 desperation.
Very good.
In order to make the thing bigger.
I told a friend of mine I was doing this, and he said, oh, you're going to be using Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that is good.
It is good, isn't it?
We should steal that. I rolled a 5 and then a 5.
What a big golem!
Yeah!
It's a giant amorphous lump. It was 30 stories tall. It grows up and up and up, full of powerful tinsel energy. And as you ascend on your Ghost Wharf escalator, you can see this... It's forming a mouth.
Oh no, the big tinsel energy!
Jesus! It says.
No!
And you can see a big tentacle of tinsel.
Ah, oh, it's a Catholic.
Coming up.
That was ace!
There we go. Yes, I'm a Catholic.
It's time for some midnight mass.
Midnight mass destruction!
Yes. Oh, good.
I'm really sorry, everyone, for the last few minutes of what happened here.
Good grief. I whip the wolves to make them go faster.
Okay, make me a...
Doesn't that just make more wolves?
Yes, that's how it works! More wolves, more speed.
Make me.
That's physics,
you're wrong. You're a woman after my own heart.
The wolf unit.
Please make me a wizard check to make more wolves.
More wolves.
More wolves.
Throw the wolf ahead.
Oh, only 4.
Oh no. Mark 1 stress, please.
Okay.
Just enough to succeed. But you are. Things are getting pretty dangerous. You're just out of the reach of the tinsel as it grows ever and ever bigger. It grabs one of the wolves out of the air.
That's bumble.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. It's okay. I just want to say,
Helen. Like a PA? I've got nothing.
I just want to say, Helen, it's always wonderful running a game for you because I'll say, this thing happens. Okay.
But it is mitigated by, and you know, there's an apple, which there'll be a sudden spontaneous.
Ooh. I ate an apple last week.
That's kind of a big deal, you know?
Why are you roasting me like this?
Because you're my favourite player.
You can't say that in front of Bryn.
He's my favourite.
And all our listeners.
They'll never know.
No one listens to the bonus episodes.
No one listens to the episodes because this is in the middle of one. Okay. It's fine.
You just managed to escape the oncoming rush of tinsel as it starts to crack and sink into Canary Wharf.
Oh, job well done.
It starts to get wider as well as taller, spreading out. Tinsel, animated like a tinsel hive, rushes through and starts possessing other nearby buildings, forming a giant sort of tinsel Voltron, but spread out.
This is everything I wanted.
I was going to say that like office workers are running away, but it's Christmas Eve. So yeah, there's no office workers.
Actually, yeah, bizarrely would be like
pretty quiet.
Ghost
yeah,
town.
Yeah, ghosts run away. There is a knock on the door.
Hello,
it's me, a reindeer, a robot reindeer. Hello, Audacity. I've come to collect you.
Thank you for coming back for me, Rudolph. I can only apologize for what I said earlier.
You were so rude. implying that one giant electric reindeer wasn't enough for your purposes.
They'll need our help down there.
They will. And up there.
And if we team up, nothing can stop us.
Probably. Hop on my powerful back.
Thank you, Rudolph.
You're still kind of greasy from the massage.
Oiled and ready for battle.
Oh, yes.
I haven't put a top back on, guys.
Mm. Well, plus, if it's a robot, oil's a good thing.
Yeah.
Ready for battle, yes.
Good luck, says Audacity.
I blow her a kiss as I leave.
She catches it. Puts it in a special book of kisses.
Aww.
Keeping that one for later in the kiss library.
Except because she's a wizard. Like, there's properly an actual kiss in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to touch your mouth and it's just blank.
Try to kiss people and it just feels like the inside of a book.
So, you ride down. You are currently... Sorry. Flying through the air on retro boosters.
Yeah. You are full Thunderbirds level of air.
Yeah.
Fly with a little firework.
Yeah, and that's clearly a string. Tied to the model, but just swinging back and forth. Above you, you can see Christ our Lord and Saviour and Lady Voluptuousness ascending on a ghost wolf escalator to space. They will run out of air soon. Don't know what's going to happen about that.
I'm sure they've got that covered. Jesus can turn one loaf of bread into enough to feed 5,000. He can turn one molecule of oxygen enough to breathe for two people, right?
Just breathe.
Also,
balls.
He doesn't need to breathe.
That's Superman, not Jesus.
They're very similar.
Yeah, there was that bit in the Bible where Jesus held his breath for a full 25 minutes.
And then he kept flying. They can both the fly. To make time go back.
Did Jesus come and fly?
Which Bible are you reading?
Jesus ascended to heaven!
And that bit when he used to...
He underwent apotheosis. I don't think he can just sort of scoot around to the shops.
If he tried, he could fly.
Put his mind to it. Okay. He's been phoning it in lately.
I've got to dive down this rabbit hole. I don't care about whether we've got to record proper content. Helen.
Yeah.
Does Jesus have heat vision?
I think he probably would.
Could Jesus fly around the world so fast
to make time go back?
Time goes back.
He's God. He can do whatever he wants.
Okay. Here's a question then.
Okay.
How does Jesus shave?
He just commands his hairs to go back in.
Ah.
Back.
Back in. He parts them off his face.
that was a different figure. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So you are there with Super Jesus.
Yes.
He is perfectly normal necromancer Jesus. Standard carpentry, raising the dead, light water walking Jesus, who's clinging to you.
Oh, I'm getting quite cold up here, lady.
I hook him.
Oh, your strong hairy arms.
No, I wrap my hair around him.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
I haven't felt this safe since I was last in heaven.
We'll be there soon.
What?
Well, not...
I can't go back there, not after what I did.
He's your father, he'll always forgive you. That's his whole thing.
I think that's my deal.
Then
I think I'm the forgiving one.
I'm pretty certain he does a lot of pillars of salt.
Yeah. He's still on that Old Testament stuff.
Well, he wouldn't do it to you. You can forgive yourself. You can convince him.
He had me killed!
But he came back.
Ish! I came back 3 days late. He had me killed to wash you clean.
I'm starting to see why this relationship failed in the first place. You're so dysfunctional.
Maybe we are too different to get along, you and I. You, a fully nude wizard, me, the son of God, born from the flesh of man.
Oh, fine. Shall I drop you?
Well, I can fly, apparently.
This is so unhealthy, people!
God, this is just like last time in Paris.
Progressiveness from Jesus. That's so good.
This is just like when you ordered ham sandwiches for lunch, and you know I can't. You know Dad would get really angry.
I don't. That was only the second day.
I got nothing good for Brinton the rest of the day. He's gone.
We leave this lover's test. Bryn, you're on a giant robotic reindeer flying through the sky. The tinsel monster, or tinsel worm, as I will start calling it now, is starting to spread out to other nearby buildings. But it has stopped getting taller.
Oh my. It's gone so horribly wrong. Rudolph, this is going to take everything we've got. Circle round it. I'm going to build up as much energy as I possibly can.
Okay. Okay. It's my voice.
Canary Wharf is made mostly of glass, which is reflective.
True. Yeah.
There's a lot of water, which is also reflective.
Ish.
Oh.
I'm going to get out my Jezale and start firing energy and let it be absorbed by the reflective surfaces.
Right.
And let it build up. I'm combining my battle skill and my magic skill here so that I can build up within the mirrors, reflected 100 times, so that all the energy can come out at once and converge on the giant meat building Christmas golem.
Is the technique called infinite ricochet?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
It's like, it's a super saiyan attack, basically.
So, I think this will be battle, because you are trying to harm it.
Yes.
Actually, no. Make your wizard check first to power up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice, yeah.
And then we'll come back to your eventual plan.
I'm so bad at wizards.
Good luck.
Wow!
That's a one.
Mark one stress.
Wow.
You reflect the tinsel foam in a million mirrors all around Canary Wharf. And it starts to crawl out of the mirrors. If anything, you've spread the problem around. You can see from nearby polished bar surfaces, tinsel starts coming out. The reflections on tall buildings, tinsel starts crawling, spilling all around. Oh no, you've made the problem infinitely worse.
Oh dear. Okay, new plan, Rudolph.
To space!
Dive right for its heart.
Okay!
We'll take it out from the inside.
Make me a battle check, please. This is 5 to get into it.
That's a 5.
Hey.
Brilliant. Mark one stress, and you succeed. You dive down into the depths of the tinsel worm. It's hugely festive in there. There is a load of old bones, well, tinsel primarily. There's also a load of bones and blood and hair. Some of it yours, Helen. It's all really gross in there. Your
soundtrack is probably like faint public domain Christmas carols, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we couldn't afford anything else. And you smash into the heart of the tinsel foam. The centre is this coruscating, perfect, beating heart of Christmas. Whatever that looks like, listener, just imagine that.
What does that sound like?
Like a jingling heartbeat.
Ah, nice.
But like,
nightmare to edit. That's real good. Oh, that's real good.
I blew into the microphone, so I don't know where it came out.
It's fine, we'll fix it in post.
And you're just about to shoot it right through the heart. Or maybe spear it on Rudolph's big electric antlers. When out steps. Just in time.
True to his name.
Looks like I arrived precisely when I needed to.
Your brother's way cooler than you are.
Your brother looks like a cooler, taller version of you.
Yeah, always has.
He's riding 2 motorcycles and gets off them.
One for each foot.
Kevin.
Justin.
Always such a shame you were working for the good guys. Why don't you wise up? Get on the winning side. Join me and Krampus. I'm going to sit on the right hand of Krampus. It's going to be great.
You've ruined my Christmas for the last time, Justin.
You know that isn't true. Smash cut. Flashback to all the different Christmases Justin has ruined. You got a bike, he made it into a load of snakes.
Oh, no.
Your dog? No. No, bunch of snakes. Christmas dinner, your mum comes out bearing a huge turkey, slices into the turkey. She turns into a load of snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Smash forward. Yes, I learned how to change things into snakes at a very young age. And I'll change you into a snake too if you're not careful, and your giant horse.
How dare you? This, sir, is a reindeer.
It's a robot. Or anyway, pointers.
I think it's time for a good old-fashioned wizard jewel.
That sounds like a really good and scary time for a break.
Sexy battle wizards!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Brother! You face me here, my voice changing. Brother! Now it's time for our final duel. Our most recent duel.
You only have one move, Justin, and it won't work this time.
I don't know. Big words for a man who's about to be a bunch of snakes.
Make me a wizard chair. Well, I don't know, actually. What are you going to do?
I'm going to let him create a bunch of snakes, and then I'm going to turn on the charm and charm the snakes.
Cool.
And convince them to join me and attack him.
Okay, cool. All the tinsel around you starts becoming snakes. It was already animated, so it's not a big jump.
Yeah.
Quite shiny snakes all around you start and like spitting cobras. All around you.
Knowing that this was his primary tactic from our childhood, I've become a lot more comfortable with snakes. I've gone through proper therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned to accept the fear, internalize it, understand that snakes don't really want to hurt me.
Well, let's see how you roll.
And now I think I can bend them to my sexy will.
Oh, good luck, Kevin.
With a six.
Yes.
Way.
We're here to bite you on a whole load. Put poison in you and wrap you up so you choke. Is there any other kind of snake death? I don't know about it. Is there, Table?
Food poisoning?
Yeah. I'm going to crawl down your throat. I've got a gun.
I just fix the snake with a smoldering gaze and go, really?
No. No, I'm sorry.
We all know how much more fun we could be having.
Yes.
But first, there's the problem of my brother.
Brother! Turning my own snakes against me. Just like Christmas 86.
All the snakes rush towards him and bite him a load.
Yeah, and then I'm going to shoot him as well.
Make me a battle check, please.
That's a 5.
Cool. You shoot your brother. Fatally or non-fatally? I think non-fatally. I think it's more interesting.
Yeah.
You just disappear his knee.
I'll pick it up from the flat later.
You've bested me.
You may have ruined Christmas, but I'll see you at Dad's birthday, okay?
Yeah, okay, cool. I hear he's got a new girlfriend. How is she?
Better than the last one.
Yes.
But Mum's still pretty upset. Let's not talk about it now. Get out of here.
You shot my leg off. Snakes to me.
The snakes slither out of there. You destroy the beating heart of the tinsel worm.
Yeah.
There is an almighty explosion. Canary Wharf is utterly ruined. There is tinsel, spare bits of pine tree, baubles, like those little candy canes, everywhere. But it's no longer moving and no longer strangling Deliveroo drivers. The city is safe. For now? Yes. Because the Krampus is still on his space station.
Yes, he is.
Which you're at. Good. You and Jesus are there. Oh, God, I'm really scared.
A lock of my hair pats him on the shoulder.
Okay, thanks. Your hands busy? Or?
It's just I need both my hands for potential fighting.
That last couple of hundred miles of vertical climbing, you start leaning on your thighs to get that last... I get it.
Right, so where will he be?
He'll be on the bridge.
Do you know the way?
Yes. I lived here for a couple of months after I moved out from Dad's place. Heaven. Krampus took me in.
Did you have a fallout?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
So, I just think he prefers the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is really ineffable. And so it can't do any wrong. And apparently I'm cursed with mortal flesh. Which is why I, like, you know, leave cupboard doors open and things. He was really angry at me. Anyway, I stormed out. And now, I thought maybe if I just destroyed Christmas, maybe he'd listen to me. Maybe I could show him that I'm a real part of the triumvirate.
You are a real part of the triumvirate.
Thank you.
Besides, Christmas is your birthday. You don't want to lose that, do you?
No, you're right. I want it to be more splendid than ever. Let's go murder Krampus!
Hooray!
Your relationship takes such quick turns. You're so complicated together.
But wait a second. It's going to be very dangerous in there. We might need the other two players to come up.
So I've walked out of the Christmas explosion, just kind of scuffing bits of tinsel off myself. I'm very artfully dishevelled, though, and I walk up to you and go, well?
You find me hiding the tears at the death of my fabulous tinsel baby. I'm not going to address this, but, you know, that's fine. So, space station, then?
I hear you've got a train.
Do you have a reservation?
I never have a reservation.
Correct answer. I'd like to summon a high-speed rail train to the space station, please.
Mm-hmm. Please roll me wizard.
Oh. I die!
You are crushed by a giant train.
That's two ones and a two. Cool guys don't knock
a
train.
Sorry, no, actually... You do not get crushed by the train. You focus your mind.
Yep.
It's kind of a Doctor Strange, like,
yeah.
Like going through all the different multiverses, trying to find the one where there's a train that goes just to space. Probably some sort of space elevator. And you find it, and you pull that jewel of the universe forward in this one, and you feel a tightness around your neck as your receptionist robot girlfriend chokes you to death.
Yes! Vengeance!
Actually, wait, sorry. Snaps your neck in a single movement.
Well, I was going to say, I was definitely going to make that sexy if you'd have carried on.
Good. She goes back and sits at the reception desk with a completely blank face. You... What's your favourite cocktail?
Brandy with a single drop of the tears of all the people who I've ripped off over the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Audacity. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Sorry, only one drop.
Just one.
Bloop. Not too strong, you are at work. slides the... can't think of a funny name for it fast enough. Drink over to you along the bar. Lover's tiff, eh?
Oh, I'm sure that we'll work it out.
I don't know, she'd kill you.
I know, as far as openers go, it's a pretty strong move.
You're really weird sexually. Even for a sexy battle wizard.
Don't shame me.
I saw you kissing that Furby.
This threesome's going to happen. It just takes work. I can't give up at the first little setback, like dying.
That is very true. Please pop into the revivification sauna.
You've been stocking up on your V's again.
I had extras brought in for Christmas.
Oh, you're the best, Audacity. I head into the revivification chamber.
So it's a lovely sauna, and it smells like coming back to life. if you want NPC to talk to the receptionist, Bot is still here. But you don't have to.
Well, I suppose that was fair enough. Where did I park my bike?
You parked your cool wizard bike across three parking spaces, two of them disabled.
Because yeah, you're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
But a cool jerk.
That is
motorbike.
True,
yeah.
I'll go and get back on the bike, get my spare biking jacket out of the trunk. I don't know how bikes work.
I like
put my helmet back on.
Bring! God!
You're a wizard. You could summon it from somewhere.
Yeah. I've a jacket dimension.
I put on my high-vis vest. tuck my boots into my ankles.
It was difficult convincing him to add a seatbelt to my motorbike, but they did.
The airbag was a really hard one.
I keep a spare jacket in an extra-dimensional space inside the motorbike, mm-hmm. which I pull out, put on.
So you got a saddlebag of holding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put the helmet on, because that's going to guarantee my air supply mm-hmm. as a rev and drive upwards.
Cool, okay, yes. I'm inclined to not make you roll in case you die. You screech on air next to the Lord our Saviour and Lady Vivacious.
Lady
Voluptuousness.
So you guys just chilling outside the space station currently?
We've just been waiting here until the other PCs arrive.
Gotcha, cool.
But Jesus is getting increasingly squeaky. No, Jesus is here, I'm very sorry. Oh, thank God you arrived. I mean, that doesn't... Hey, I'm really glad you're here. What happened to the one in the suit?
Oh, robot trouble. By which I mean the ones she was seducing, not the ones she was fighting.
Okay.
Ah, well, we've all been there.
She really is weird sexually, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Looks like we'll have to make do with just the three of us.
We can do it. I mean, you're Jesus, and I'm me.
With God on our side, we're sure to...
One third of God on your side.
That's still a lot of God.
Yeah.
It's good enough for me.
That's a lot of God. As long as that pesky Holy Spirit doesn't show up. You walk into those big doors come open and seal behind you, guaranteeing your air supply.
Thank you.
And also gravity. Unless you
it's
don't want
doors
to.
Work.
No, there is gravity. You can turn it off. There is gravity here. There is a big, evil space station. Imagine Christmas and then make it bad. All the trees have no pine needles on them. All the candy cane is reversed, so where it was red and white before, now it's white and red.
Oh, no.
I know.
All the presents are off-brands that your gran gets you. She means well, but it's just not the same.
When you were 3 years old, your gran saw you near a dinosaur, and now she keeps buying you dinosaurs every year. You're 17 years old. Still kind of cool, though, but still... Bunch of dinosaurs you don't want. Bad joke books.
£5 book token.
£5 book token. The ultimate message of I do not care about this child.
Yep.
When you get to read some more. And ahead of you, on a throne of turkey bones, sits Krampus. Well, well, well. You came all the way to my space station to try and defeat me. I think you'll find my necromantic magic is... Hang on, I'm getting something... Destroyed! The whole thing! Okay. Damn. What have you come here to do?
We shut down your operation on Earth. We're here to shut it down in space as well.
I'm here to shut you down.
Whoa. Your girlfriend's really intense, Jesus. So you think one shirt... No, you got a jacket on, but no shirt. One man...
I take the jacket off.
One topless man and one very hairy woman and a mere third of the triumvirate of Christianity could defeat me, a big evil Santa, Santa's evil uncle with big horns?
Absolutely.
Well, bring it on. Let's dance. He... stands up and goes, "Bruh!" And his arms, he grows to a really big size.
Does he grow three sizes that day?
His heart grew three sizes that day, as did his arms, legs, chest, torso, and horns.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks so much.
Let's dance, Krampus style! And he throws a big bin full of Christmas leftovers at you, Bryn. What do?
Turn it to snakes. It's a trick I learned from my brother.
Okay, cool. Make me a roll, please.
That's a two.
Turn yourself into a big snake. How much stress have you got?
I had two, so this will be my third.
Okay, then you die again, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you turn yourself into a really big snake.
The spell fails completely. The Christmas leftovers just smack me straight in the face.
Knock you out.
Just fear my crunch.
Bang!
Just leaves a Kevin-coloured smear.
Right. He's down. I got plenty more bins where that came from, sweetheart.
I'm sure you do. I begin to literally dance, and I want to use sexy to make him realise that he's in the wrong and he should kiss my feet.
Okay.
Metaphorically, maybe literally if he wants to.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Make me a sexy check.
Make it really good.
Well, I hope so. That's why I went with my strongest stat. Oh, I got 5.
That's enough to succeed, but mark stress, please.
I will.
And put you up to how much stress?
4 stress.
4, okay.
That sounds like finale stress to me.
I'm hoping Jesus can just resurrect me where I stand rather than me having to go all the way back to the castle in the sky and then come all the way back to the space station. I mean, it's canonically one of his powers, you guys.
You had a high-speed rail network that solved that problem right
up. I like to imagine you're not dead. You've just been knocked unconscious by the bin. Like slumped over some chairs.
Drooling a little bit.
Krampus grabs a huge bin full of stuff. It's like... What are these feelings growing inside me? A sense of love. It's a Christmas miracle.
Hooray!
And I hate Christmas miracles. But I'm still... He walks over to you, all big. And
don't fight it, Krampus.
It drops to his knees. So he's still, like, taller than you.
That's okay.
What is this feeling?
Well, it's probably regret for how you wanted to destroy the world.
Yes. I should have listened to you, someone who never does collateral damage.
I am absolutely perfect in all ways.
I'm so sorry that I caused the destruction of Canary Wharf.
Say sorry to Jesus, too.
I'm sorry, Jesus. It's okay.
Let's all be friends, then.
Yes. Yes, let's all be friends. Let's all have a lovely big Christmas dinner.
Ah, I know exactly where to get some turkey.
Where can we get some turkey? In the Chapel of Ages?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Very Christmassy cocktails there this year.
Smash cut to the Chapel of Ages. Audacity Fantabulous. Audacity Veracity? What the hell was her name?
Fandango.
Audacity Fandango is there carving a turkey with the power of her mind. Everyone's sitting around, you fully conscious again, you fully reformed and massaged in your time in the revivification chamber. You, Jesus. And Krampus is there, still 3 times the size, hasn't shrunk down.
And we rescued Santa from the space station's basement, right?
Yes, you rescued Santa from the space station's basement before, I presume, destroying it off camera because they couldn't afford.
Very, very expensive to film.
When all of a sudden...
We're all wearing sexy Christmas jumpers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got holes cut out for the nips. when that's the sexiest thing I can think of. When all of a sudden...
Absolutely.
The glasses start to move. There's a rumble. The red wine glasses falls over and smashes on the table.
Oh, no.
And wine starts to pool on the floor. Jesus looks at the ripples in the wine glass. Oh, no. Oh, no, I thought I'd escaped. It's my dad!
Oh, my.
It's me, God! God's giant face appears outside the window.
Hello.
What are you doing to my son? And Festival, and Canary Wharf.
Saving all of them.
You've destroyed Canary Wharf.
Well, it's better than having it be run over with tinsel.
I should throw your big floating castle out of the sky.
But your son's in it.
We had an argument. Anyway, I can bring it back to life.
Are you going to just take this, Jesus?
I don't know. Please make me a sexy check to get Jesus to stand up to his dad.
Five.
No, I've had enough, Dad! This is the last Christmas you're ruining!
God, so many ruined Christmases going around.
Jesus stands up. A full 5'3" of his form. Because he would have been quite short. It was the past.
He would have been tiny.
That is how it works.
Dad! Go away! I'm done with this! I've got a new family now. One who loves and respects me. A shirtless rebel. A bureaucrat who was also a rebel, but that part of a character was never really explored. And my fully nude girlfriend.
Hello, I'm over here too.
Every time he names one of us, we just go and silently stand next to him in support.
Yes. Full anime closing credits.
Yeah. Fine. Well, I can see where I'm not wanted. I'll get you next time, sexy battle wizards and my son. At Easter. Bye.
Credits.
Am I the only one that found God kind of hot?
I do like a bit of shouting.
Of course, as the credits roll, there is a fun beach party scene with everyone there.
Hey, yes.
Everyone's dancing. The Krampus is dancing.
Yay.
Santa's dancing with the Krampus. All is forgiven. There's a boombox. People are surfing. God's feet are there at the back, and he's done that way as well. Everything's pretty good. Everyone had a lovely time.
Oh, this is great. Very blasphemous, but great.
Yeah.
I prefer to think of it as apocryphal.
Come to think of it, we should have been the Holy... Anyway, the Holy Spirit is there in the beach scene, but you can't see them.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, that was sexy battle wizards. Merry Christmas,
Merry
everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And thanks for coming on the show to share it with us, Grant. If people want to play more of this game, where can they get hold of it?
You can go to patreon.com/GSHowIt and get... Actually, no, don't go there. You can go there if you want to give me some cash. But what you can do is go to rrdgames.com, which is our proper website for Rowan, Rook and Deckard, which is the business what I'm part of. And you can download all of our games from there. Most of them, like Sexy Battle Wizards, are free. But if they're longer than one page, you've got to pay.
And you'll remember a whole bunch of other of Grant's games we've played in the past, like Honey Heist and Jason Statham's Big Vacation.
Goblin Quest.
That was the big one.
Spire.
Yeah, by Heart, by the way.
You can get all of them there.
Yeah, Heart's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
We'll provide a link to everything that we possibly can in the show notes.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And a happy new year.
And happy holidays throughout for everyone.
Yeah, jingle, jingle. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
I love that just in time is is Liquid Snake. And I'm the only person so far that's going to like come out and point out the elephant in the room. I love that you have Liquid Snake as a brother. I'm very on board.
Sorry, please say brother in the correct way.
Brother!
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 Brother! Oh, is that a joke on Solid Snake?
Yes. Liquid Snake is Solid Snake's brother.
What?
And every time
that's wild!
And every time he says hello, he doesn't say hello, he goes, brother!
The president is Solidus Snake.
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
I thought it was a serious game.
Oh no, I know my Metal Gear Solid lore all the way down.
It kind of is!
I mean, especially the bit with the Lali Lule Lo. Let's not even get into the Lali Lule Lo.
So the Lali Lule Lo is an attempt to hide knowledge in words the Japanese can't pronounce.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they don't say they have L in their language.
Oh!
My only familiarity with Metal Gear Solid is one scene, I'm not even sure from which game it is, where about four people in turn explain how everything that's happened up to that point was actually their secret plan that they've been orchestrating and now turn around and reveal that they're about to betray whoever just spoke before but said the same thing.
It's all good. The best is the end of Metal Gear Solid 2, where most of the characters spend the entire time trying to convince you to turn the console off, because if you do, they win.
That's really good.
It's great.
I like that.
It's excellent. Really good game. Anyway, I don't know why I went down that.
Brother! Brother.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.